So, I was at work today and somebody was talking about how their life changed. Their husband died and the COVID stuff, and they had to sell their house and this, that, and the other, and had a life change, you know. I went to lunch and I started thinking about that. I mean, I really meditated on how God will change your life with situations that you don't expect, you know. And what he's trying to do is wake people up. And what is he trying to do? He's trying to wake you out of Babylon. He's trying to wake people up out of Babylon. You know, everybody goes, there's a verse in the Bible that says they were marrying and giving in marriage until the flood came, right? They didn't care about the preachers preaching the truth. They didn't care about anything, but just eating, drinking, and being merry, you know. They didn't seek the truth. And so anyway, I was sitting here updating my website. I probably just update my website once a week, the 153NC website, the blog. I'll try to blog daily, or I might just do the audio daily on the on the 153 website. Anyway, I pulled up Dust. And Dust, it's so crazy. This lady comes in and her husband's sitting there dead on the couch. And I'm only a minute in. The name of the video is Sci-Fi Short Film Like Us, Dust. And I'm expecting that he's probably dead. I haven't gotten past that, but it just reminded me of a conversation that I overheard today where somebody said, my husband died and I lost everything. I had to sell my house and blah, blah. And my life has changed. And, you know, long story short, what I'm trying to say is the reflection plays out in a series that you're watching. Because actually this reality is about the body of Christ anyway. It's about, why did God create the earth? To draw the elect back home out of Babylon. What is Babylon? It's actually illusions and delusion. And so, to make a long story short, pay attention to what you observe during your day, and then pay attention to the reflection, usually the same day or at least the next day. It's usually within, now with me, it's every couple hours. Everything that happens just repeats. And when you wake up to this, that this reality is not about what the Gentile nations are trying to tell you it's about, making money. This reality is actually to grow your inner, to make you more aware in your inner man. Everything that you're thinking, your core being, is playing out like a movie set in front of you. And you might say, well, why? It's almost like a machine in a way, but it's more than that, but it's like a fine tuning machine. It's to wake you up and to tune you, that your tuning is in line, in synchronicity with love and truth, you know. You've got to be in sync with the truth and with agape. And so everything that's happening in your life is to push you towards that, which is the mind of Christ. Jesus was full of grace and truth. And so everything that's happening around you is to move you away from legalism, away from Babylon, away from the flesh, away from self, away from your own understanding, and to move you into faith and love and truth. It's hard to explain, but just pay attention to what you think about during the day, and then watch and see if it doesn't reflect back. The reason it reflects back is to make you aware of your inner man, your inner person, is really happening, people. I mean, it's just like a movie playing out in front of you. And when you wake up to it, you'll say, oh, all these people running around acting crazy, they're just wasting their time over nothing, you know. The red versus blue machine is a Turing machine to turn you back to source, you know.